Old Man Winter here. If I had it my way, it would stay winter all year long. Short days, wind chill, black ice, and a good polar vortex. Oh, heaven! Wait, is it getting warm in here?
Your cold snap is over, Old Man Winter. Spring has arrived.
Spring.
Spring is here, which means it's the perfect time to get away in the Hyundai you've always wanted. Visit the Hyundai Getaway Sales Event, where you can get great deals on all of our award-winning Hyundai models, like the tech-filled Tucson and Kona, as well as the spacious Palisade. Enjoy wherever you go with the peace of mind that comes with America's best warranty and 3 years or 36,000 miles of complimentary maintenance. But hurry in. These deals won't last. Add more joy to your journey at the Hyundai Getaway Sales Event. Now get 0% APR or up to $1,500 bonus cash on the Hyundai Tucson. Now, during the Hyundai Getaway Sales Event. Offers end soon. Call 562-314-4603 for details.
I'm Tony Kornheiser. This is my show. My friends come on and you know them. We talk about the sports you care about, basketball now, golf, and the metronome of your life, baseball. Whether it's opening day, the big tournament, or one of the majors, we have the best to preview it and break down just what happened. And let's not forget the important stuff, the amount of daylight where I live, the importance of speedies, and the rankings of beach-style pizza. Listen on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
And away we go, hour number three of our radio program. That's right, it is the Zach Gelb Show, coast to coast on CBS Sports Radio. We'll head out to the hotline right now. We'll be joined via Zoom by the great Phil Simms, of course, NFL on CBS, the great legendary Giant quarterback. He's kind enough to connect with us as we get set for free agency next week and then also the NFL draft at the end of April. And there's a whole lot to talk about right now in the quarterback world. Phil, appreciate the time. How you been?
I'm doing well, Zach. There was a little too many greats in that introduction, but that's okay. You know, it's better to overstate than under, I guess. But I'm doing well. Kind of relaxing, enjoyed the offseason so far. And I've been watching a lot of these quarterbacks, so that's been kind of fun to do. And, you know, the draft, I mean, come on. The combine, the draft, free agency, everything that's going on in the NFL never stops. We all know that.
By the way, our pals, Boomer Esiason and Greg Giannotti, you know they like to make a lot of fun of you because of the glasses that you wear. I don't know if you're aware of this, but I interviewed Travis Kelce during Super Bowl week, and they wanted me to ask him about your glasses. Travis Kelce gave you a ringing endorsement. He said, keep wearing the glasses. They look great on you.
Okay. Well, you know, when I think of fashion, the first thing that comes to my mind is Greg Giannotti. You know? It's just right up there. Just wow. And of course, Boomer too. Boomer, you know, likes to join in. Used to see the damn glasses he puts on that head. So he wore a pair of pink glasses for a while. And I was trying to get a picture of him with them on him.
Yeah.
And he knew that. So he's been a little sly. He's got another pair. They're blue. Whatever.
But, no.
Yeah, they like to have fun with it and good for them. And, that's it. Yeah. When you need to know anything about fashion, though, Zach, make sure you go to those two because they're on top of it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'll have to get up early and next week make sure I get all the fashion advice from Greg Giannotti and Boomer.
Yeah, that's right. Yes.
Phil Simms here with us. So Russell Wilson meeting with the Steelers right now. The other day he met with the Giants. What would your reaction be if we get an alert sometime next week that the Giants signed Russell Wilson to a one-year deal, like $2 million or so, whatever it's going to be?
Yeah, I think I'd be very, very surprised if that would happen, Russell Wilson to the Giants. I don't have any information. I haven't called anybody. I think I've read some articles. It kind of caught me by surprise. The Giants did meet with him, I think. But, you know, he's looking at it, and I would think Russell Wilson probably looks, well, he should look at the Pittsburgh Steelers, and they're probably closer to what he wants to accomplish than the Giants. And I think maybe that would drive him there. I don't have a great feeling for it, Zach, but that would be just my first thought. When this went down with the Denver Broncos and the offseason started, you know, the word is constantly on TV, maybe Russell Wilson to the Steelers. And that would have been one of my first thoughts too. The Steelers, maybe the Falcons. But, gosh, everybody says now it's like almost a done deal that Kirk Cousins is going down to the Falcons. So that's interesting, too. I'd be surprised if Russell Wilson ended up in New York.
Yeah, so would I. And when I look at the Giants, the other rumor that's been there is that at six, that if J.J. McCarthy's there, they're going to take him. Would that catch you by surprise if they drafted McCarthy at six?
You know, I said probably when the season was over, maybe even the Super Bowl week, I said there's no way the Giants are going to draft a quarterback at number six. But, you know, I'm slowly changing my mind and thinking, I guess that maybe it is a possibility just because of what you hear and read and, you know, the situation they're in, Daniel Jones, his health, all that. And it's a big year for the Giants. They need to play well. They need good quarterback play. J.J. McCarthy at six. To me, that's too high to take him. I think you can do whatever, move back a little, something like that. I like him. I watched him play during the year many times, Michigan, and I never looked at it and said, wow, he'll be a top 10 pick if he comes out this year. I was surprised at first that he did declare for the draft, but then as I thought about it, I said, well, it's a good time. You know, they won the national championship. The coach is gone. They lost a ton of good players, of course, which they can always refurbish down there in Michigan. But as I started watching him and studying him close, I said, okay, yeah, I think he is a first-round quarterback, but I do think it's going to need a little time because he's not like Michael Penix, Bo Nix, or these quarterbacks, Caleb Williams, where they got so many throws that they're really ready and conditioned to go play in the NFL. I think there'll be a little transition, no doubt, about J.J. McCarthy.
Yeah, it's so tough to evaluate a quarterback who has played a lot, but at Michigan, right, with Corum and Edwards and that great offensive line that they had for 3 years, it would have been stupid to have him throw the football 35, 40 times a game. So I'll be fascinated how teams evaluate what his potential could be, but you're not wrong, Phil. It seems like right now his name, ever since the combine, has been flying up the board where a lot of people are expecting him now to go before Drake May, and that wouldn't have been the case at any point in the last 2 years.
Sorry, I was at the dermatologist. That's why my face is all red. I would say this. When J.J. McCarthy said he was decided to come out, I went, my gosh, what is he, crazy third or fourth round draft pick? And, you know, I never really like zeroed in on him when I was watching Michigan as much. But then I started watching him, started studying him. I said, oh, wow, this is better than I thought. The arm is good. It's powerful. He runs, I think, well. You know, is there a big upside for him? Yeah, I think so. There is. I became a believer as I kept watching the games. And by the third one, by the time it was over, I said, okay, I got it. And, you know, it's tough, Zach. It's hard to play in a system like he did at Michigan where you're not constantly throwing the football and staying in rhythm. And if you miss a couple, you don't worry because you know there's just the next play is going to be another pass. You know, when I watch most of these other quarterbacks, I mean, it's unbelievable. Hey, when in doubt, let's throw a screen. I mean, you know, some of these teams, they throw 15, 20 screens a game, or it seems like that, probably not that much. But, yeah, so this will be interesting about J.J. McCarthy. I'll be surprised if he's picked at number six. I'll just say that.
Phil Simms here with us. So, Caleb Williams, it seems like he's going to be the number one overall pick, and the Bears are going to trade Justin Fields. Do you have any concerns, any qualms about Caleb Williams as he gets set to start his NFL career?
Well, one of my concerns was this, is I, you know, watched him, you know, I get to see him a little bit, not a great deal during the season because USC might come on late or whatever. But yeah, my qualms, I guess you would say, when I watched him, I was like, oh my God, he's even better than I thought. I mean, come on. He's got everything. He's not like super big, but he's 6'1", 215, 220, runs well. If you make him stay in the pocket, he's a very good thrower of the football, accurate, love his motion. He's very consistent. And on the run, he's a phenom as far as throwing passes down the field while on the run. And, I just read something in the paper today. I forgot who wrote it, that – you know, there was some trouble at the combine. He came off as a little quirky. And you know what? I talked to four people that interviewed him down there, and they said the opposite. Wow, what a good dude. Really, just everything about him you liked once you finished interviewing him. I know it's an interview, but it just kind of shows you the different perspective that's out there sometimes. And I had some of those thoughts about him, but I feel really confident that he's going to be a good pro. Yeah, maybe there'll be a little of adjustment. There is for every kid going into pro football. And it looks like it's going to Chicago. And I think Chicago's done a great job of kind of getting this thing ready and building their team up where it won't be like you're going in, to a team that's 1-15 or 1-16 the year before. So we'll see how it goes. But I like Caleb Williams a lot.
Yeah, you know, I haven't thought about it because I saw the same thing that you were reading, that criticism of Williams at the combine as Phil Simms is here with us. When you know that you're going to be the number one overall pick, I know you have to carry yourself still a certain way, but like if I knew I was getting a job one place and that's the place I wanted to go with, like when you have to talk to all these other teams, you know, you're really going to get the best version of that person when you know when you're going to go. It kind of feels pointless. So I'll give him a pass on that one if that's the criticism.
Yeah, listen, it's hilarious. Just the credit, how, now we're, you know, guys are ranked here and then all of a sudden they fall. And then somebody from down below, they, you know, we push it up and the things are changing. And I don't know, all the talk, it's great for talk radio. And of course, I love it too, but it wears you out. And now Jaden Daniels could be the first guy picked. Okay. Where'd that come from? You know, this somebody write it and it becomes, a big talking point for everybody. So, but I do think just Caleb Williams will go first. I'll be really surprised if Jaden Daniels is not number two going to the Washington Commanders. And from there, we'll see. You know, my first guess is that New England will not take a quarterback at number three. And I've always thought that as soon as the season's over, I said, yeah, there's a lot going on up there. And, you know, I see the quarterbacks and I just think they can move down or do something different and get a player to help them right away or get the quarterback at a place where they want to draft him. So,
yeah, and I think New England, because I would like to see Jaden Daniels go there, but I'm with you. I think he goes two. I would kind of pass on Drake May at three, and then that decision comes down to, do you take Marvin Harrison Jr., I think is the best player in the draft, or do you trade it and just get a haul of picks for maybe next year?
Yeah, that's a good question. A lot will depend on what I think we'll get some of those answers in free agency, is like from New England. Will they sign a receiver, go out and get, you know, pay some money to get somebody that's really fast and kind of change who their team is? Listen, it's no secret. They're a slow team. I mean, they're slow, period. And I would watch them last year, and the defense would be playing good at times, but the offense, man, every series, every play was just a grind. I mean, to get a 5 or 6 yard completion or a positive run, all those things. It was so they need speed on that team. They need quite a bit of help. So that's why it wouldn't surprise me they trade out at number three.
Are you shocked, Phil Simms, that Belichick is not going to be coaching next year? That he didn't get a job?
Yeah, man. Of course, I'm extremely surprised, and I think anybody that follows the NFL, I haven't heard anybody go, oh, I knew he'd have trouble landing a job. So, I was surprised. I thought when he did that interview down in Atlanta, then he had a second interview, I think, or whatever. I said, oh, well, this is over. He'll be the next head coach down there. But it didn't work out. And, you know, sitting out this year, I don't know what his ambitions are, or does he want to coach again or look for a job again next year? I would say he probably will. You know, that'd be my guess.
Talking to Phil Simms right now. I saw your son put out this list the other day, and he had Drake May as the sixth best quarterback in the draft. What do you see, just wondering, with Drake May?
Well, I watched him really close. And, you know, listen, I try to treat them all the right way, and I understand. And it's not easy sometimes to say something about a player that's not positive. I struggle with that always when I'm doing the draft, especially with the quarterbacks. But when I turned it on, I did this. Simms Complete. I did it with my young son, Matt. We do some podcasts. And I said, I have to admit, when I turned Drake May on, because I didn't get to watch him during the season a lot because, you know, North Carolina went on the national game and didn't get to watch him as much. But I had read everything that people were saying. And I said on the podcast, I was surprised. It wasn't like watching Caleb Williams, Jaden Daniels, Bo Nix, where I was kind of like, wow, they're even better than I expected as I study them and see their team and all that. So, yeah, he's got a lot of good things on his side. But, you know, my son does what he thinks is right. And I probably, Drake May, I mean, I was thinking as time has gone on, it seems this thought about him where he's falling in the draft is real. So that'll be interesting. I haven't ranked them yet. And, you know, I don't know. Yeah, I mean, I probably will rank the quarterbacks here in the next week or two or something like that. Just put them how I think they might go in. Or I'm going to put them in the order where I think they really are just for me. I mean, that's really what it is, right?
So. Yeah, no doubt about it. Just getting back to the Giants. What would your advice be, just wonder to Daniel Jones? Because it's got to be awkward right now. I know they paid him, but Russ was there for a meeting. I still don't think he's going to sign there. And then you have all these rumors about them taking a quarterback in the draft. From one Giant legend to a Giant quarterback, just what advice would you give Daniel Jones right now?
Hey, man, there's only one advice, and it's, I'm sure he's all right. Hey, head down and let's go. I mean, that's all you have. And there's nothing I can tell him that's a secret sauce or something that's going to change who he is. You know, just be tough and fight for the job like it's the last thing you'll ever get in your life. And that's what you do. And, you know, he is a hard worker. I think he's a talented quarterback. And, it needs to come together this year for him, for the team again. We thought it did 2 years ago, and last year was a big disappointment. But, you know, he has the talent to be a very good starting NFL quarterback. And he's got to display it on a more consistent basis. And he's got to take charge of the team. You know, Zach, I think that would be my one criticism of Daniel Jones. Take charge. My God, when it's falling apart on the field, let somebody know. And, you know, so, you know, and it's hard to compare him to guys like, Tom Brady and all that. When things are not going well, they're going to speak up. And because when it comes down to it, winning and losing, they're going to either give the quarterback praise or they're going to blame you for the losses. So you might as well try to be a big influence in that area because you are the quarterback. And when you do speak, people are going to listen also. So.
One more Giant-related question for you, Phil Sims. Right down the hall to us is Tiki Barber, legendary Giant running back. He was saying yesterday he would be annoyed if Saquon Barkley, he expects him to leave in free agency, but if he picked the Philadelphia Eagles, would that get you annoyed if you have to see Saquon Barkley in an Eagles uniform next year?
Yeah, let me think. Yes. Okay. Yeah, it would. It's the Eagles. They're always a big rival to the Giants. It was when I was playing all those years, and, you know, it was rough and tough, and that's who they are now. But, yeah, you know, Saquon Barkley, I think I have a hard time really thinking about him playing anywhere but here in New York. I do. I think the fans, and they love him so much. He's great for the area. I think he knows and feels all this appreciation. I hope it works out with the Giants. But if it doesn't, I hope it's not the Eagles. Okay, so, yeah. When I heard I heard Tiki's little thing about it, that was very good. It was very good.
Before we let you run, I think this is a tough question just because I think a lot of people could have different answers. As Phil Sims is here with us, always great with us on the Zach Gilb Show on CBS Sports Radio. The NFC. I asked this question yesterday. Who's the best quarterback entering 2024 in the NFC? What would your answer be, just wondering?
Well, give me a list of a couple here just to take one. It's hard to even think. I mean, go ahead.
I ended up going with Matthew Stafford, but my producers, Stu and Michael Samter, they both ended up going with Jalen Hurts. Obviously, Dak Prescott has been in the conversation. Some people even saying Brock Purdy, Jordan Love. After what we've seen this season, but I ended up going with Matthew Stafford.
You did a great job, Zach. You know, Matthew Stafford, who went with Jalen Hurts? Did they like the season he had last year? Were you impressed with the throwing, with all that? What is that? Boy, I mean, really, it's unbelievable how they finished as a team and how that worked out. But Matthew Stafford, really a good one, always underrated, tough as hell, and one of the greatest throwers, passers of the football in history. So is that an overstatement? No, it's not. He is a fantastic thrower. So, and I'll tell you the other one, the up-and-comer quick, is Jordan Love. I mean, I've watched him every game he's played with Green Bay, and he's been there. And I could always see the improvement a little bit, you know, because he's not getting to play much. And it took him a while to get his feet on the ground this past year. But damn, did he ever get it going. I mean, I thought he threw the ball really, really well the last 8 weeks or whatever of the season. And, of course, when they lost to San Francisco, it was probably maybe one of his worst games of the year, I thought. He just didn't plant his feet and just really let the ball go, which he'd been doing from, you know, a lot at the end of the year, and that's why they got in the playoffs. But Green Bay's looking pretty smart for what they did now, right?
Yeah, it's kind of crazy, Phil, because you had Green Bay trade Rodgers, you had the Texans obviously trade Deshaun Watson, and then you had the Seahawks trade Russell Wilson. It's not like any of those three teams ended up face-planting. You know, I know the Seahawks ended up getting rid of Pete and they just brought in a new coach, but you got some players on that team. Love looks like he's the real deal. And my, oh my, C.J. Stroud, I've never seen a rookie season like that from a quarterback.
Yeah, C.J. Stroud was awesome. You know, I followed him close because we have people or, you know, friends that we know that have kids that are down there playing at Ohio State. So C.J., of course, he went way over what I ever expected for him to do in his rookie year. That's for sure. But, you know, just think about this. If Jordan Love would have been drafted and had to go in and play wherever he was drafted in his rookie year, he would be tossed aside by now.
Yeah.
Because he wasn't ready. And, you know, I didn't, as I watched him at Utah State, yeah, there were a lot of things I liked about him, the size. Every once in a while he'd make a great throw. But I thought he was really inconsistent throwing the football. And being with, you know, under Aaron Rodgers, he kind of mimics Aaron Rodgers quite a bit in what he does now. And it worked well for him. But he needed that time. There's no doubt about it. And maybe, you know, you could almost say the same thing about Aaron Rodgers. He needed a year or two before he got on that field. Or I'm saying needed it, but he got it. And it really helped him tremendously, that extra time getting ready to be a, you know, to take over a franchise, which is, let me tell you, it's hard to be a franchise quarterback in the NFL.
He is Phil Sims. Make sure you check out his podcast with his son. I always love listening to that. And then another season of football, Phil, will be coming right around the corner before we even know it. Appreciate you doing this as always, my friend.
All right, Zach, my pleasure. And listen, you're looking great. There you go. I like the picture of you before and you're on there. You're all jacked up. But listen, great talking to you. And we'll catch up soon, maybe before the draft. And I'll give you my list of the quarterbacks and everybody else. It's good because today I spent a little time with receivers. I'm going to watch offensive linemen here probably over the weekend. And you know, believe it or not, I love watching the offensive linemen and judging it.
Yeah, bunch really of big guys hitting people. Who doesn't like that stuff?
Yeah,
bunch
it's great. I mean, to nothing like seeing a guy 350 pounds really athletic or whatever. That's what really gets me. But, hey, look, it's all good. Thanks for spending the time or letting me come on, and we'll talk soon.
You got it. There he is, the great, and I mean the great, Phil Sims joining us on the Zach Gelb Show on CBS Sports Radio. Always love our conversations with him. I could talk with him all day. We'll take a break. We'll come on back after these short messages.
Old Man Winter here. If I had it my way, it would stay winter all year long. Short days, wind chill, black ice, and a good polar vortex. Heaven. Wait, is it getting warm in here?
Your cold snap is over, Old Man Winter. Spring has arrived.
Spring.
Spring is here, which means it's the perfect time to get away in the Hyundai you've always wanted. Visit the Hyundai Getaway Sales Event, where you can get great deals on all of our award-winning Hyundai models, like the tech-filled Tucson and Kona, as well as the spacious Palisade. Enjoy wherever you go with the peace of mind that comes with America's best warranty and 3 years or 36,000 miles of complimentary maintenance. But hurry in. These deals won't last. Add more joy to your journey at the Hyundai Getaway Sales Event. Now get 0% APR or up to $1,500 bonus cash on the Hyundai Tucson. Now, during the Hyundai Getaway Sales Event. Offers end soon. Call 562-314-4603 for details.
This is Tony Kornheiser's show. I'm Tony. You expected someone else? So what exactly is the show about? I don't know. It's a sports show nominally. Football's over, but we're finally at a point where things matter in college basketball, and baseball season is on deck. Greatest three words in the English language, pitchers and catchers. We have some of the best voices come on and explain what matters or what makes an upset, like Ryan does, 9-8. No, that's not an upset. No, yeah, it is, Bob. And if you're lucky, I might just tell you about my search for discounted sleep pants or my worries about what my dog just ate. Listen on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.